Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
Welcome to another deep dive into some really fascinating research, where we'll uncover some hopefully valuable insights.
Yeah.
And today's exploration is actually presented by the Cyber Intelligence Bureau, a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory. Their approach is interesting.
Right.
It blends OSINT and HUMIT research, almost like diagnosing cyber reflections.
I like that.
They examine the context, information flow, emotions,
yeah,
even cognitive patterns and geopolitical influences that can shape cyber threats.
It's really fascinating how much we can learn when we look beyond just the code and servers. You've got to get into the heads of the attackers,
right,
the threat actors, to really understand.
We're diving into a collective known as the Holy League.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
Yes. They've been on our radar for a while now.
Okay.
The Holy League is a group that blends hacktivism with a very specific ideology, and their activities have definitely been escalating.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
Where did this group come from?
Well, pinpointing their exact origin is really difficult.
Right.
But our research suggests they formed sometime around 2020.
Okay.
But the thing about the Holy League is that they operate as a decentralized network.
Hmm.
So think independent cells or even just individuals,
wow,
acting under their shared banner.
So a bit like a digital swarm all working towards the same goal.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But who makes up this swarm?
Well,
do we have any names?
We do.
Why?
Some of the names associated with the Holy League include High Society 7 October Union Cyber Army of Russia.
Wow.
UserSec, no name 05716, Mr. Hamza Anonymous Guys Hunt 3 Kill Thurs, Shadow Unit EvilNet Cossack.
Goodness.
People's Cyber Army Z Pentest. Yeah. And the list honestly goes on and on. And what's interesting is that even other external groups will sometimes even temporarily join forces with the collective.
Oh, wow.
Often depending on, you know, world events or news that aligns with their ideology.
That's a diverse mix of groups. It sounds like a real melting pot of hacktivists.
Absolutely.
What is it that unites them all?
Well, the Holy League is driven by five core vectors of influence.
Okay.
They champion the defense of Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
They oppose what they see as progressive movements like secularism and LGBTQ plus rights.
Okay.
They're staunchly pro-life and believe in the preservation of Western cultural heritage.
So it's more than just random hacking.
Right.
They're pushing a very specific agenda.
Precisely.
Mm.
And this is where understanding their motivations becomes so crucial, because it allows us to predict their next move,
right,
and understand the potential impact of their actions.
Uh-huh.
For example, their stance on defending Christian values in the digital age is fascinating, because they've translated those traditional beliefs into a modern form of activism.
So they've kind of adapted,
yeah,
to the digital age.
Exactly. They're not just stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the tools of today,
yeah,
to promote their ideology. Yeah, and it's something we need to pay very close attention to.
Right.
Because it's not going away anytime soon.
Absolutely.
And they're incredibly effective at using emotions to further their agenda.
I was just about to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah.
How do they manipulate emotions online?
Well, primarily they use six tactics.
Okay.
So the Holy League will use symbolism to intimidate, exploit anger, and frame their actions in religious terms to incite outrage.
Okay.
And at the same time, they're fostering this strong sense of belonging within their collective and creating an us versus them mentality.
So it's very strategic.
It is.
Give me some concrete examples.
Sure.
How have these tactics actually played out in their campaigns?
Okay, so take website defacements, for example.
Hmm.
The Holy League won't simply vandalize a website.
Right.
They will often replace the content with very specific religious imagery.
Okay.
So imagine logging onto a website and suddenly you're confronted with burning crosses.
Wow.
Or, you know, biblical quotes about sin and judgment.
Okay, so they're weaponizing those images to create a psychological impact.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing on these very deep-seated fears and anxieties.
Right.
And this tactic is especially effective when they're targeting groups like LGBTQ plus organizations or abortion providers,
right,
who are already vulnerable to social stigma and discrimination.
So it's a multi-layered attack.
It is.
They're not just disrupting a website. They're trying to undermine an entire community.
Right.
But beyond these website defacements, what can the Holy League actually do?
Well,
how much of a threat do they really pose?
Their arsenal has expanded significantly.
Okay.
Their techniques now include DDoS attacks, sensitive data leaks.
Okay.
There are even claims of them compromising industrial systems.
Really?
Potentially gaining access to things like SCADA systems and CCTV networks.
Now, SCADA systems control critical infrastructure, right?
They do.
We're talking power grids,
yeah,
water treatment plants.
Yeah.
This is getting serious.
It is. Now, the extent of their access to those systems is still being investigated.
Right.
But the fact that they're making these claims is a cause for concern.
Yeah.
It demonstrates a clear evolution in their capabilities.
Mm.
They've moved beyond simple website defacements to potentially disrupting essential services.
And we know they are capable of coordinating these large-scale attacks.
Yeah.
Like the December 2024 attacks on France.
Right.
Multiple groups all working together,
yeah,
to target various sectors of the French economy and government.
Exactly. And that coordinated campaign actually highlighted another key aspect of their strategy,
which is
the use of sophisticated visual propaganda.
Okay.
So their online content, you know, it frequently features apocalyptic themes,
mm-hmm,
religious iconography, and strong anti-Western sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all designed to amplify their message, attract new recruits, and sow fear and division among their targets.
So they're not just hackers.
Right.
They're propagandists,
yeah,
using the internet to spread their ideology and incite action. And it seems that they're incredibly targeted in their approach.
They are.
Who exactly is in the Holy League's crosshairs?
Well, their primary targets are Western nations.
Okay.
Specifically the U.S., U.K., Canada, Germany, and France.
Okay.
But also countries, Australia, Turkey, Indonesia, and Poland.
Which aligns with their anti-Western sentiment.
Exactly. They view these nations as bastions of secularism, liberalism, and what they perceive as moral decay.
Hmm.
However, they also target any organization or individual that doesn't fit into their narrow worldview.
Okay.
So we're talking LGBTQ plus advocacy groups, abortion providers, secularist organizations, Islamic institutions, even progressive political groups, and anyone who shows support for Ukraine or Israel.
So their target selection is a direct reflection of their ideology.
Precisely.
It's all connected.
It is. Wow. And that's what makes them so dangerous. They are not just random hackers causing chaos.
Right.
They are a highly motivated group with a clear agenda, and they are willing to use cyber attacks to achieve their goals.
It's incredible how ideology and technology have intertwined in this case.
It really is. And it brings us to what might be the most concerning hypothesis we've developed.
Okay.
The Holy League poses a very real threat to Europe, in particular.
Why is that?
Well, think about it. Europe has such a diverse cultural and political landscape, right?
Right.
This complex mix of traditions and modern ideals.
Yeah.
It makes the continent incredibly vulnerable to the Holy League's narratives.
Because they see Europe as a battleground?
Yes.
For the soul of Western civilization?
Exactly. Their ideology clashes directly with the values of tolerance and inclusivity that many European nations embrace.
Right.
And this clash creates fertile ground for their propaganda and recruitment efforts.
So they can exploit existing tensions and anxieties to gain a foothold.
Yeah.
And spread their message.
That's right. Their goal is to counteract what they see as the erosion of Christian values in Europe.
Hmm.
They want to reverse what they perceive as social progress. And they're willing to use cyber attacks to disrupt, intimidate, and sow discord.
It's a frightening thought.
It is.
But it makes sense that Europe would be a prime target for their cyber campaigns.
Absolutely. And this raises serious concerns, not just for individual targets,
right,
but for European society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't just talking about hacked websites or leaked data here.
Right.
We're talking about potential damage to public safety, social cohesion, even political stability.
The potential consequences are enormous, especially with this added layer of geopolitical tension that we have in the world right now.
Of course, think about a coordinated cyber attack on critical infrastructure.
Wow.
During a time of heightened political tension.
Right.
Or a widespread disinformation campaign.
Yeah.
Designed to undermine trust in democratic institutions.
Yeah.
I mean, the potential for chaos and disruption is enormous, and those disruptions could have very real-world consequences.
They could fuel extremism.
Exactly.
Exacerbate social divisions and even lead to violence.
Absolutely. This deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It really has.
Understanding the Holy League's motivations, tactics, and targets is absolutely crucial,
right,
if we want to assess and mitigate the risk they present.
So knowledge is our best defense.
It really is.
Okay.
And that's why the work of the Cyber Intelligence Bureau is so important.
Right.
We're constantly monitoring the threat landscape, analyzing emerging trends, and providing insights to help organizations and individuals stay ahead of the curve.
This has been an incredibly insightful look into a complex and concerning group.
It has been.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, this deep dive was presented by the Cyber Intelligence Bureau, a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory.
Yes.
We hope you found this exploration of the Holy League as fascinating as we did.
Yeah, me too.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.